Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 91 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the three most important indicators of a principal ready for the zombie apocalypse. My brother and I were working the food cart that we own along with my wife this past weekend, and it was during a lull in the orders of our delicious cheesesteak hoagies. And the topic that came up was The Walking Dead, and we both really enjoy the show. And that got me thinking about the leadership qualities or how those within the episode have managed to survive, and that kind of sparked or was the inspiration for this particular blog post. One of the things that I really like in there is the interaction of the characters and how when they are at their best, they're working together to overcome some really insurmountable odds. And as school staff, we also have to band together to resist the onslaught of disregard that is often brought against our profession. And as the leader of a school, there are three indicators that demonstrate that we would be ready to prevail and persevere even if there was a zombie apocalypse. And if you haven't seen The Walking Dead and you plan to, there are spoilers within this particular podcast episode, so you might want to skip this one. The first indicator that you need to have is optimism. If you watch the show, you know that Maggie in two seasons ago, I think, is kind of a symbol of optimism. And she was recently widowed, and her unborn child can be a symbol of that hope. And as a principal, we also have to be relentlessly optimistic and exude hope for our students' futures. And this hopefulness is often indicated by how we greet our parents and students with a welcoming smile, and how when we're walking down the hall, we're smiling at the students and staff, and we know their names. And this optimism can also be heard in the language that we use on a daily basis. The community wouldn't hear negative words from us if we're out in the community at a restaurant. They wouldn't hear us talking to our particular group of friends who aren't necessarily part of the school, moaning about all the hardships that the district has. So we would still be positive, even though we know that there are issues. So optimism is one of those major indicators that a school could survive a zombie apocalypse. The second one is easy, collaboration. When you're in survival mode, oftentimes you might think only about yourself, but collaboration is key. Rick is constantly looking for mutually beneficial relationships in order to keep his group safe. And an example of this is the amount of effort that he has recently put in trying to create a positive relationship with the kingdom. As a principal, working together creates that really strong culture. And identifying key influencers on our staff and encouraging their input is a great way to build that collaboration. And we also got to remember that we got to bring the student's governing body or the student voice into our collaborative framework. So it's not just us and the staff. We got to bring in all the stakeholders. Rick has an end goal in mind, destroying Negan, and he doesn't really care how it happens. He just knows that it needs to happen. In a similar manner, we got to have our own goals that we want to accomplish and make sure that all the stakeholders are inputting or having input and that they help us come up with a means to reach that success. No principal is an island, and collaboration is another indicator that the zombie apocalypse is survivable. The third one is the most difficult of the three, and that is hard truths, having those hard conversations. In the Walking Dead series, the characters consistently have to confront hard truths, whether it's a death of a member of the group or a change in their situation. They have to recognize what it is and figure out how to survive that. As principals, our hard truths will occur in different forms, and this is in the form of tough conversations. And these are usually really uncomfortable exchanges because we are in the business of relationships. And if we're good at our jobs, we have good relationships with our staff. However, these conversations do provide an opportunity for growth. And just like in the show, we get stronger and we get better at our job when we survive these conversations. It's just another tool that we can add to our tool belt. We can be optimistic and collaborative, but that doesn't mean we are oblivious to the reality that we see on a daily basis. Poor performance, ugly data, and our own mistakes are all things that we can't ignore. Facing hard truths and working to overcome them is the final example here of a school that is ready to face a zombie apocalypse. Obviously, the zombie apocalypse is just a metaphor for what we face as principals and educators. However, that optimism, that collaboration, and facing those hard truths, those tough situations, are key indicators that our school will survive and grow, and will survive and grow and get better at our jobs. What are some other strong indicators of schools that are surviving and thriving? You can share your thoughts in the comment section on the corresponding blog, also entitled "The Three Most Important Indicators of a Principal Ready for the Zombie Apocalypse." If you found this entertaining, educational, or cause for reflection, please go ahead and share it with your friends. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the grant scholarship that is available that honors the hard work that you're putting in on a daily basis. K-12 principals, go to howtobeagreatprincipal.com and check out the grant application there. There are also more articles and tips. They're all fairly short and quick reads because I know that we don't have a whole lot of time. You can check out those blogs also at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also order my book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. These are a compilation of the 36 shared leadership success strategies that I've researched and try to implement throughout the school year. If you're an auditory learner, you can download my podcasts at The Principal Entrepreneur on Podomatic and iTunes. We have new episodes that are coming out Tuesdays and Thursdays, and if I'm lucky enough to get another educational leader that has some time, those drop on Saturdays. To join the podcast as a guest, go ahead and email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. Finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group. Just go over there to Facebook, type in The Principal Entrepreneur, and our private group will pop up, and you can go ahead and join us and share what you've learned. That is it for today's episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.